Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Recording,
everybody. Hello.
Welcome to Two Black Girls, One Rose.
Where together we'll uncover what we can learn about modern dating, love, and relationships from popular television. I'm Natasha.
And I'm Justine.
And, oh boy, love's blind, y'all. Oh, love's blind.
There was a lot in here. There was a lot.
These two little episodes, right?
I know. Oof, I know. Lord. There was a lot. Yep. I'm very excited to talk about this one.
Me too. I am as well. Do you want to kick us off, friend?
What are your thoughts? Sure.
What are you excited to talk about?
Yeah. So initial thought, I thought about this being my lesson learned, but I decided to get rid of it. I don't know what the questions are, and we'll have to ask one of our lovely therapists for our Love is Blind after show. Peep it every Tuesday. What are the questions to ask for narcissism? Because I think it works for some shows and not others. I think narcissism works fantastic for RuPaul's Drag Race, right?
Yes, that casting, a little bit.
You know, you gotta be really DeLulu to be on RuPaul's Drag Race.
Yes.
So that works, right? But for shows like this, where it could inflict emotional, long-lasting pain on other people, we gotta figure this out.
Agreed.
We gotta ask the right questions, right? Yeah. Because Jerame and Sarah Ann, the two of them.
The pair of them, how they found each other in these pods. Wow.
Are like two Japanese fighting fish just looking at each other like, you're the same, I'm the same. Just right. Crazy. Woo. Oh my gosh. I think that it's really interesting and we're going to get to it. I'm really, really, really excited to talk about the paradox between the wedding dress shopping and the suit shopping and the emotions that were behind the wedding dress shopping and the defiance of emotion behind the tux shopping. I'm just really excited to talk about that and get into it with you because you've done this and you've done it. You've had such a like a vision for your wedding and everything, and these people do not. Right. And I'm just excited to talk to you. I don't know if you have any insight into how Nate's was. Like, I don't know how that was, but I would. I'm just excited to talk to you about it.
Okay.
It's going to be really interesting. I thought about this very deeply.
Yeah. The women versus the men, how they were like breathing into these moments.
Is that your saying? Oh, my God. Like, the women were sobbing uncontrollably.
Yeah.
Like, oh, my God, like, you're in a dress. Oh, my God. And then the men are like, yeah, I look good, right? Sounds good. All right, we getting wings? What game is on? Like,
oh my God, yeah.
I'm very excited to talk about the emotion behind it and why I think that is.
Yeah.
And then for my lessons learned, again, to do with parents. If you listen to our Bachelor episode, I talked about parents on the last episode, but it really hit me like a ton of bricks. Miss Jackie, AD's mom, was talking about how their stuff as parents is separate from the emotions of their children. Is that true? Is that even possible, Miss Jackie?
Sounds nice, but
it sounds so idyllic. Yeah, it sounds very idealized. But I just want to talk about what we learned from those conversations because there was a lot of learning in there. Yeah. Ah, I love this show.
I'm big exclamation. Yeah, that's an interesting question, particularly for Clay, who was like kind of a part of his own drama. You know what I mean?
Right. Yeah, we don't like know.
Very
what role.
Deep and layered. Right. I mean, just him being along for the ride with his dad. Like, he's how do you like take yourself out of that when you were like a part of it? You know what I mean?
Right. Which is what like his... we said, like, was what Ms. Jackie
what
said,
AD's
right?
mom was saying. Oh, you can do that. Like, it's fine. He's like, but I have memories being there. You know what I mean?
And I actively lied to my mom. And was like, I'm at the trampoline park.
Right. I was complicit, you know? That's, you got to get, he's going to have to parse through that. He can't just put it aside.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. What about you, friend?
Okay. So I feel like you might not agree with me on this. But...
Oh, tell me. Oh my God. It's so exciting. Every episode. We have something.
Something. I know. This season in particular. Oof. I feel like Chelsea is like a fucking nightmare.
Oh,
she gets
I agree.
My Becky of the season. Okay, I'm glad you're there because I'm so exhausted of her antics. The way she just picks fights nonstop out of thin air. Mm-hmm. She's so deeply insecure to the point where it's now annoying. Like, I'm annoyed that she thought she was even remotely ready for marriage when she acts like this. My empathy has dwindled. This level of insecurity is no longer sympathetic. I just find her cruel at this point.
Now it's not just insecurity. She's a liar.
I was just going to say that, friend. Girl, that's the next line of my notes. She is now a liar. You were at the bar with Jessica. I know you were. Jimmy's like, what? He literally was looking at her like, you pulled that out of your asshole. Like, where did you pull that from, Chelsea? Because that is a lie. That's crazy. Ooh. That's wild. You cannot do that in a relationship. She is playing victim constantly. And then to pull all of this after he introduced you to his family, questioning his love for you after meeting his mother and all the amazing things he said about her sitting at the table across from his parents. That's cruel. That's really cruel. And I've been Team Jimmy, honestly, I've been on that man's side since the pods.
Since the honeymoon. Since the pods.
From the pods. I just feel like he's this very simple, solid, good guy. Does he put his foot in his mouth every now and again? Sure. But she has given him every reason to go running for the hills, and he hasn't. He's been all about Chelsea from the minute he chose Chelsea. And... even from when she showed up and she didn't look like nobody's Megan Fox. He's been
there. I was going to bring that up, that screenshot of him looking dead in the camera. Like, maybe is this, y'all see this, right?
Y'all see this, right? Those memes with that picture kill me. They're so good. I don't know what she wants from him, and she's giving, it's giving villain to me.
Okay, all right, now we're getting crazy.
It is giving, the victim becomes the victimizer. That's literally what I feel like I'm watching. And I don't, I just don't, I feel, to come on here with this level of insecurity, and to feel like, in some realm in her mind, she thought she was ready for a marriage. That's wild to me. Like, I don't, she's given someone, or she chose somebody who was like meeting her every step of the way, like not fighting her back on this, like not, and she's treating him like this. That shit is cruel. I hate watching it. I'm so over her. Like, I'm done. My empathy, my sympathy's gone. It disappeared this episode because this shit was nuts.
Well, Chelsea, I still got a little bit, so we'll talk about it.
Okay. You can balance this out because I'm done. Okay, my second thought, shout out to my sister-in-law, Geneva. She is with Escape to Reality podcast with her friend, Justine, as well. They're recapping Love is Blind. I listened to them. They pointed something out that I wasn't even paying attention to. There's way too much happening off camera that we are not seeing. Kinetic and Netflix, I don't know if y'all need to hire a new team of cameramen. I don't know what's happening, but there's a lot that happened this season that we did not see. Jerame and Sarah Ann at the bar. There are people from Love is Blind out somewhere. Why is there not a camera, a team with them?
You know where
that?
They do that too? Married at First Sight. They follow them niggas.
They follow them niggas.
Yeah, that is weird. Yeah.
That's weird. So Jerame and Sarah Ann out at the bar. Even Laura back home. Where's the night cam of Laura at 4 a.m. pacing in her bedroom with the phone? You know, like we're seeing all these like after conversations that kind of like, I don't know, they're just less exciting, I guess. I think Jimmy, Jimmy seeing Jessica's picture for the first time, that should have been caught on camera. That should have been filmed.
Oh, you know Jerome is a sneaky snake self. You know he would just unhook the mic pack. He'd figure out some way around it.
But that would have been nice to see. Just like a lot of things that should have been captured on camera that weren't. And I feel like it's doing a disservice to the viewers. Because now we're seeing all these after conversations for things. They're talking about things that we all wish we were there to see ourselves. Like, it's just annoying. So that's just one thought I have. I wish they could, like, figure that out. Yeah. Right? Mm.
They might be saving it. Because I
hope so.
Well, I would hope so for the reunion. Because, the cutie scene is so iconic.
The cutie scene was, yeah.
So maybe
if they know what's good for them, they would give us some of that at the reunion. Hope so.
Yeah, they might save all of Kenneth and Brittany stuff. We might get that all at the last part dropped of the reunion.
The last 2 minutes. Just dropped the behind the scenes. They were like fighting each other and shit.
Yeah.
So I hope so. I really hope so that they're whipping out something for reunion because this season is still fantastic, but it is a little annoying thinking of all the off-camera stuff that happened that we didn't get to see any of it of. Mm. And then my last thought is prediction. I think, and I think you might have watched the ending, so don't give me nothing. I haven't seen it.
Yep.
I feel like Clay might say no. Aww. I feel like AD made it clear this episode that she's not going to accept a relationship after a no. Mm-hmm. That was like her line in the sand. But I think he also made it clear this episode that he has a lot of fear over this impending wedding date in particular and having to have a clear decision on what he wants to do with AD at that decision. And it was almost like he was trying to bait her into it being okay if we don't get married. And she was like, yeah, not standing for it.
Mm-hmm.
And I honestly think it's the right thing to do. Clay needs a lot of therapy.
Yeah.
Like, first and foremost, before he steps into any relationship, better yet, a marriage.
Mm-hmm.
And AD's whole, when she was with her mama, the whole, like, you know, Clay needs to wonder, like, are you, what'd you say? She was like, Clay needs to ask himself, like, are you going to walk by faith and not by sight? Like, is he ready to walk by faith?
All kinds of phrases she just pulled out of her ass. Okay. They don't even make sense. That don't even make sense, AD. We're seeing, we're hearing, and we're walking. All three of those things are present.
Right.
Yeah.
And like, what you're asking him to do is to walk by faith into a marriage? Like, I'm sorry, no, I'm not doing that.
Do you want to, AD?
Right.
You too are going to have to.
It's a question for you. 100%.
Yeah.
Faith is not enough. I need to see that this shit is going to work. And I feel like it's a little unreasonable for her to be like, if you say no, I don't think I can continue a relationship with you. Mm. You see the amount of work that needs to get done with this man in this relationship. Like that, feel like that's kind of wild to set yourself up for a yes or bust. And if you give me a no, I'm out. And it's like, what?
that would be my real question for her is, if you're walking by faith and he has warned you so many times about cheating on you, how are you walking by faith?
Mm-hmm. What are you hanging on to?
What are you hanging on to?
Yeah. That's a great question. Yeah, what is she hanging on to if it's all about I'm walking by the faith of all of the self-doubt and that he's putting himself and in this relationship? That's a little scary. I feel like you would need a little bit more concrete, AD, right? But yeah, that leads me to my lessons learned, which is on Love is Blind, does it ever make sense to say no at the altar and then continue a relationship afterwards?
Have we seen that before?
The only couple we've seen it with who dated for like a specific, like a good chunk of time afterwards was Giannina and Damien.
Oh.
Remember they had a no. He told her no, they broke up, but then they dated for a period of time after the show.
Yeah.
That's the only couple to my knowledge. I also saw Micah and Paul. They dated for like a very brief stint afterwards.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But usually when it's a no, it's a no. But I wonder if does it ever make sense to say no at the altar, but then continue dating afterwards. We don't really see it much. And I want to understand why.
Or why?
Why, right? What are we, what's going on here?
Yeah.
So anyways, excited to chat with your friend.
Mm-hmm.
Before we dive into the recap, Justine,
we
got some things to talk about.
We do. We do. We have Kenneth and Brittany, the ongoing saga. It's like, where's Waldo? Trying to find the reason why they broke up.
Trying to figure it out. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is.
And then I did a service for all of us, and I watched the entirety of Mea Culpa on Netflix.
Oh, my God. God bless you, friend. God bless you. Ooh, Lord.
We'll talk about my movie review.
Okay. And then the Kenneth and Brittany interview with People magazine, right?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Nice. If you want to listen to this episode ad-free with our juicy pre-show, Justine's hot takes on Mea Culpa, Lord Jesus, join the Rose Garden over at Patreon. You can also watch us on video. You can join us for our reaction videos every week. We're watching Millionaire Matchmaker currently. Head to patreon.com/twoblackgirlsonerose. Try a Patreon membership with a 7-day free trial. And shout out to the Rose Garden. Shout out. Well, let's dive into this recap.
Let's do it.
Okay, so Jerome, his dog, and his mama head to the little dog park. And this is supposed to be the meeting with Laura, right? Laura's supposed to be here meeting his mom. It's just him and the dog. So he tells the mom, you know, his version of events. He ran into Sarah Ann. Nothing inappropriate happened, but he was out until 4:30 in the morning. You know, I drove her home. She needed a ride home. So I just drove her home and then I left. Nothing happened. And then he said when he came home, he slept on the couch and, you know, I just told her what happened and didn't go over well. I love how the mom was like, well, you're lucky it wasn't me.
The mom's reaction, I was like, oh, he's a narcissist. She has been through this before, and we know because he's been engaged 4 weeks ago.
Right.
She probably went through this last month.
Oh, God. So. Not that long ago. Yeah. She said, you're lucky it wasn't me. I would have been sitting there waiting for you. The way I would have been sat up in that couch when he walked up through the door at 4 o'clock in the morning.
The way I would have been
in the dark.
I would have been I know. I would have been plotting for months. Months. Oh my God.
And he's like, yeah, you know, I didn't think I'd lose a fiance over it. Kind of has this like very like no remorse in his voice.
None.
No atonement.
None.
At all. No sadness, no emotion, just yeah, it's preposterous. She just like didn't accept my response. I didn't think I'd lose a fiance over it. Nuts. Now next we have Chelsea and Jimmy meet his parents. His mom, his parents,
they're so cute.
They were like the jolliest little, everybody was jolly and round and country and white and just all looked the same,
like Santa in the off season going to Cracker Barrel.
Oh yes,
for lunch. Right?
For lunch. Yes. Mr. and Mrs. Claus. True.
They gave claymation, all of them. Right?
Yes. Claymation characters.
So cute.
Oh my God. Very cute. The mom's accent was thick. So thick. And yeah, his parents been married 43 years. They were so precious.
And they don't look that old, so that's crazy.
Yeah, they married at like 16, fresh out of high school, like one of those. Yeah. Know exactly who these people are. So yeah, they sit, they chat about the pods. The mom like loves Chelsea, honestly, like from the beginning, I feel like. And mom too, straight to business. So you want kids, like about them grandkids, huh? Like
she's waited forever. That lady married 43 years and
right,
she's still not a grandparent,
right?
She's exhausted. God,
I know. And Jimmy's 27, which I feel like is like old for where he's from, right?
Yeah.
Everybody's been married. So yeah, Chelsea did great with the parents. She put on a great, strong, confident, sweet little front. And yeah, Jimmy said, just like, he laid it on so thick. He said the nicest things about her. You know, we're always on the same page. Chelsea's who I picture as a wife. I think she's incredible. I'd be thrilled to call her mine. She's been nothing but what I've been looking for. Just laid it on thick. Now, back at their apartment. Lord. So, catch my breath before we go into this one, because this was nuts. They, you know, they sit, they're recapping the family meeting, and he's like, you know, I love you even more now, seeing you with my family, it all makes sense. Then we learn that Chelsea woke up that morning a bit cranky.
Mm-hmm.
And they had some argument, it sounds like, in the morning about the night prior. He went out for his friend's birthday. Mm-hmm. She didn't want to go. Mm-hmm. So he went alone. Girls from the pods texted her because they saw Jimmy out at the bar.
Right. Right.
And she was embarrassed by that. He confirms that he's like, I went out for one drink, Chelsea. Mm-hmm. I mm-hmm. went to make an appearance at my friend's birthday. I was home 90 minutes later.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Then she starts painting this whole picture of him, how he's a party guy. And, you know, if you want to go out all the time, like, yep. I didn't sign up for this. You lied to me in the pods. Mm-hmm. You say you don't like to go out. Now I feel like I'm getting a facade. Like, mm-hmm. it just turned left so quickly.
Mm-hmm.
And he keeps repeating the same thing. I went for one drink.
Yeah. He was like,
I made an appearance.
I was not with you for 3 hours total.
Total.
Oh my God.
I made an appearance. I came straight home.
Yep.
Well, this is not the life I want. Like, it just kept escalating.
Yeah. Yeah.
Then she brings up, you know, you were with girls from the pods and you were mm-hmm. with your girlfriends.
Mm-hmm.
Now she has an issue with the girlfriends.
I know. We didn't have no issue when they were 2 weeks ago when they were the first ones to
meet. Right. And we said something too. I was like, I don't know if she's being authentic or she's bullshitting the hell out of all of us. Because for someone with this level, this history of being cheated on and this level mm-hmm. of insecurities that we've seen to be okay with him having girlfriends, the whole thing was sus. Yep. The whole thing was sus. So she's like, you know, where were you last night then? Like, when you're not here, where do you go? Who are you texting all day? Just like going all like spiraling.
Yeah.
He just gets up and is like, fuck this.
Just brushing his teeth and getting ready for his skincare. Just getting ready for bed.
Just can't do this.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, I'm not comfortable with the girlfriends. He's like, first of all, this is the first time I'm hearing this. Mm-hmm. Second of all, you've never asked me to take a step back from them. This is all news to me.
Right.
She's like, well, of course I want you to. He's like, well, I'm not willing to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And then walks away.
Mm-hmm.
So she follows him. You know, I've told you it makes me uncomfortable. I've told you. Mm-hmm. But you could tell from Jimmy's face, this is the first time he's hearing this.
Yep.
She has not told him that mm-hmm. she was uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm.
And he says to her, I want you to trust me. I don't have a physical relationship with them. That's when Chelsea reveals all. But you fucked her. You fucked her. You told me you fucked her. And I hate it. I'm so uncomfortable with it.
Mm-hmm.
Jimmy was stunned that this was like happening on camera.
Yep.
So it turns out he did fuck one of those girls.
He sure did.
He sure did.
That is true.
Mm-hmm. He says it was a one-time thing. Mm-hmm. I don't know the full story. I'm assuming this happened like in the beginning of their relationship. Never happened again. Mm-hmm. You know, whatnot. He's now mad though that he told her this off camera.
Mm-hmm. Purposefully.
Mm-hmm. I don't want to talk about this on camera out of protection for my friend, who mm-hmm. I'm also bringing on camera, so I don't want her to be involved in any mess. And you could tell his face was just like stunned because they clearly talked about this explicitly off camera. We're never going to address this on camera.
Yeah.
So that was a betrayal right there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah. I think there was more than one. I think there was a couple of betrayals because I think she started off with a lie with this. I think she mm-hmm. told herself a lie and told herself a story and went with
it. And then ran. Yeah.
I think
sprinted down the runway.
Her friend texted her saying that shady shit. That's shady also.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Saying like, your man is out. Where are you?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
First of all, I thought about this. If I like randomly saw Nate out, the way that I would take a selfie and send it to you.
Oh my God. I just saw Nate. Hey. Yes.
I would
or like
never...
FaceTime each other or some
fully.
Shit. Like,
get on the Two Black Girls Instagram. Like, fully.
Look who I ran into. Yeah.
I would never text you and be like, he's out. Where are you?
Where are you? Right.
So that was shady. Mm-hmm. Then she told the story in her head of mm-hmm. he's sneaking out. When he told her, I'm going out.
Yes!
Do you want to come?
That's so true.
So we started off with a lie, right? Uh-huh. So that's already a betrayal.
Yeah.
You're lying.
Right. You're lying. Right. You're going based off the lies you told yourself. Yeah. Oh, God. So I also thought of this. Like, is it weird to be friends still with a girl you fucked?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yes. I would think that so. That is weird.
Yeah, it is.
Does it put Chelsea, who has a history of cheating, in a very weird position? Yes, it
mm-hmm.
does.
Mm-hmm.
Does, though, does Chelsea, unfortunately for her,
mm-hmm.
does she have to just trust him and kind of go with it?
Mm-hmm.
She kind of does.
She does, yeah.
Because I don't think starting off a friendship or starting off a relationship with demands to end friendships ever works.
Oh, yeah. Especially when I only know you 2 weeks, girl.
Two weeks. And I've known these people for years. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It's not going to work. So her only option is kind of to just like deal with this, unfortunately.
Yeah. Yeah. And put up whatever boundaries she can.
She can. Right.
You know, yeah.
Or do whatever she needs to do to feel comfortable, but it can't be mm-hmm. restricting his life and you can't ever talk to that girl again. Or like, that's never going to go down a great, healthy pathway for this relationship.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So Chelsea, she's going on and on. You know, you're calling her and texting her.
Yeah.
Then she accuses him of not being with the people that he was. He said he was with some frat brothers and their girlfriends or something.
Mm-hmm.
She claims that was a lie, that he was actually there with Jess. Jess was actually at the bar.
A threesome. Okay. He got the friend. He got Jessica. They're all fucking. And it's been an hour. All because she didn't go. All because she wanted to stay home.
All because she didn't go. Exactly. The whole point, that exactly it, Chelsea. You could have gone. You could have been there, girl, to verify all this. You chose not to go. You could have gone and made an appearance and then came home in 2 hours.
Mm-hmm.
So now Jess was there. And now she's just from the look of Jimmy's face alone, you could tell that was just like a reaching for the stars. Reaching.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Of an embarrassment of a lie that she just pulled out of nowhere. Fishing like wild. And she just looks so desperate. I felt sorry for her in that moment.
Same. Oh my God.
Oof, pathetic.
I feel sorry for her overall because somebody with this level of insecurity and like secret hatred for men, there's like a man thing going on here that she's got to deal with. And then I really hope in this year, she's going to do a full Messica. And she's going to come to that reunion fully therapized and ready to address this.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, this is incredibly damaging to somebody with this level of insecurity. Having this be on international internet television.
Yeah. She looks wild. It's embarrassing.
Yeah.
It's wild. She brings up the Kardashian comment. She's just spiraling. Jimmy at one point is laughing because like the whole thing is just like ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
And he says to her, you know, you're drunk sitting here telling me you don't want to be here with me anymore. Is that how you feel? So now he calls her out because she's
she's
a little inebriated.
Right.
And she's fucking spiraling. And it sounds like this is what she does. Like for him to call it out, he's like, I'm tired of the shit. You pick these fights when you're drunk. Stop.
Oh my God. And later on, she's told Trevor that she was dirty martini drunk. Girl, you making those at home?
Dirty martinis, I know.
You busting out olive juice?
Olive
at home?
Juice, my girl. Girl.
Which I know people who do that. I do know people who do that.
Sure.
And they be fighting. So
they be fighting.
But comment down below if you drink dirty martinis at home, like it's your regular nightcap.
Your nightcap.
With some Bob's Burgers.
Oh my God.
It's just like your thing and you're in a balanced, healthy relationship. Please comment down below.
She didn't earn that right yet because she clearly didn't know how to handle her dirty martinis.
Yeah.
Clearly. Yeah. And so he's looking at her like, this is wild. He's like, I brought you to meet my family and you don't think I want to be with you? She's like, you don't.
Yeah.
He's like, you don't think I love you.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
She's like, I don't know.
He started playing the same game she did because she was like, who do you call every day? Who do you text every day?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, so she started playing that game with her. Like, oh, I don't love you? Let me verify this with you. Like,
right. Right. Let me repeat it out loud so you can hear it and then still double down and say you don't love me.
Mm-hmm.
And every time she doubled down, she said, I don't.
Sure did.
You don't. I don't know. Hey, I was like, Chelsea, no! You about to lose this man, bitch. The fuck?
Pack up all his shit. Get out of
about
there.
To pack his shit and go. Like, oh my God.
Woo!
That was bad. That was so bad.
Yeah.
And yeah, he just says, you know, it's not going to work, Chelsea. And like, nope. Disappears into the bathroom. And this is when I saw for sure the similarities between Chelsea and Clay. They just express very differently. So Chelsea just looks fucking wild. But they both are guilty of like dumping their shit on their partner and expecting their partner to just like deal with it.
And are insecure, dumping insecurities, making things up. You know,
hypotheticals, other narratives, just like dumping it on Jimmy and AD, and then figure it out. I'll be at the altar saying yes. Like, what? <It's> nuts.
Oh God.
Whew. So the next day, Chelsea comes home, tail beneath her legs, clearly spent the night at her apartment or whatever the hell. And Jimmy just tells her point blank, like, I introduced you to my parents. Like, I couldn't be any more sure. And then after that, we have one of our worst fights ever. I now don't trust your judgment. I feel betrayed, and I woke up this morning not sure if I want to get married.
Poor guy. He's in on a 4-mile walk. I knew he didn't bring no headphones.
Just him and his thoughts.
Yep.
So her first question, her first and only question is like, so you're saying no? She's so hung up on that yes or no.
I like Damona said, was it Damona or Dr. Viviana? I forget who said that she needs the security. It was Damona. She needs the security of yes, no. She needs the security of decisions all the time. And she's not getting it. And the second she's like, wait, this is rocky because of you? Wait a minute. Not me?
Oh my God. And so she's like, yeah, are you saying no? And he's like, you told me you didn't think I loved you. Like, that statement alone, that hurt. I do love you. I've been fighting for you. I've given you everything, and it's still not enough. Like, I don't know what you want from me. And this is where she had me fucked up, and I was like, I'm done with her. This next little response. She's like, I apologize. You know, these were things that were weighing on me. But to throw in the towel because we had a hiccup, when things get tough, I need to know you're not going to walk away from me, Jimmy.
Oh my God.
It's the gaslighting for me, bruh.
The gas is lit. Okay.
Lit.
Oh, Lord.
Girl, Chelsea, what? Say what now?
Yeah.
When things get tough, I need to know that you can't walk away. Girl, you done thrown this man to hell and back, and he is still here, and you have the nerve to ask him if when things get tough, he ain't going to walk away? Are you out of your mind? That shit was mean. That was mean as hell.
And the friend. You threw the friend on the bus too, so now everybody that Jimmy knows is also eligible
for this. This
fear of the unknown. Of
what right. What will happen when Chelsea turns the fuck up one day? Like,
oh God.
That was nuts to me. I was like, oh, this bitch is crazy. Like, she's wild. Like,
And she's also mean. She's doing that repeating of the platitudes that people do. Like, relationships are hard. Blah, blah,
blah. Are you gonna walk away when things get tough? Like, let me support each other through thick and thin? Like, dumb shit. Oh, my God. So that to me was like the worst, because I'm like, you're coming home with your tail beneath your legs. All I want to hear is, I deeply apologize for last night. I betrayed you. I love you. I know you love me. Like, I'm going through my own shit. I have so much anxiety. I'm so insecure. I have my issue. I need to figure it out. Like, that's all I want to hear. This energy that she brought was like, and expecting like answers out of Jimmy. He don't owe you nothing. He don't owe you no, and he's giving you everything. There's nothing left for him to say. Wild. So yeah, he, of course, they make up. She could do no wrong. So
no, she said, I felt more in love with you yesterday than I ever have. I was like, Chelsea, that's not good.
You guys were at your worst yesterday.
You specifically. That said a lot. It was like, I guess she was really expecting him to run. It was really pushing him to run, and he didn't. And that's why she felt more in love with him.
That's
what it seems like.
At my worst, when I pushed you to the edge of the cliff, you still were here for me. Now I really love you. Why we gotta push it all the way there, though?
Because your cliff is only going to get shorter.
Yeah.
Because all I did was leave for an hour. And you went bananas. So now I can't go to the gym. Then it's going to be I can't go to work. Mm-hmm, then it's going to be, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. But God forbid. I mean, we saw it already. He was busy at work one day. Didn't kiss her.
Yeah.
Like, the cliff is already very short.
Yes, it is.
But of course, he says, I want to try, gives her another chance. They make up. Oh my gosh, exhausting.
Mm-hmm.
And next, we have AD and her mama meeting Clay.
Yeah.
So before Clay comes, AD says she hasn't seen Clay since yesterday. She had a whole date set up for them at the house.
Have you ever done anything to this extent? Cards, favorite snacks. Without the guarantee that he's even gonna be there,
that he's even gonna come home. Oh, that's so sad, Chelsea.
Right?
And she said to her mom, like, everything is still set up on the counter,
still
like,
there.
He never came. Oh my god, terrible.
I've never done no shit like this, and I love that man. But
yeah. I've not done something like this, like set up a whole like. No, that's not true. That's not true. Oh my god, do you remember? This was Valentine's Day, maybe like 3 years ago, 3-4 years ago.
Oh, wow.
When I got that body painting kit.
Yep. That I remember. Yes, I do.
It's like fresh after watching it on the Bachelor episode that last week. I was like, ooh, like came up on my Instagram feed. And I was like, yes, Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
That was a moment I had Nate stay in the bedroom. I like set up the whole, you know, living room, all that jazz, whatever. But he was here, you know, like he was guaranteed to be there.
Yeah, right. And it was also a holiday.
It was Valentine. Yeah, it was like a whole,
This is just a Wednesday, girl? Oh, just Lord. Wednesday. This is a lot. 25 reasons why I love you, girl. What? Oh, God. This made me
come home.
Oh, my God. Ooh. He's at the lake house, girl, just chilling with the jet skis. Anyway.
Anyway. Clay rolls up. He got a fresh haircut. Like, nigga, where you been? That was nuts.
That was crazy.
You couldn't find time to come home, but you found time to go to the barbershop.
Not only are you afraid to cheat on me, you also didn't come home from my date night. And then you got a fresh haircut out at a luxury boat rental.
Ooh. Yeah. My mind would be swirling.
Full Chelsea. Full Chelsea.
Oh, God. AD has a lot of trust in him. She really does.
Yeah, she does. Yeah.
For a man who keeps threatening infidelity, she really trusts this man. For her own peace of mind, she just has to, honestly.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
That would just drive you nuts. So yeah, he apologized for his schedule. We finally learned about this job. He's like in tech sales, Airbnb, luxury rentals. He rents out boats and jet skis. Like, it's very cool sounding business.
Yeah, very cool. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm going to need you to come home, though. I don't care.
Yeah.
So Clay sits with the mama. He gets into it. He says, you know, he met his best friend in the pods. He's been leaning on Proverbs 3, verse 5.
And Jesus is in it again. Yep.
Poor Lord Jesus. He feels that he was meant to be here for AD. You know, he comes from a divorced household and kind of still struggles with that relationship. He hasn't been to therapy yet. He knows there's things he needs to work on. And you know, going on and on, talking about his story. And AD's mom just catches him and is like, trying to get him to see the upside of his parents' relationship. You know, they were together for 25 years.
Yeah.
They persevered through a lot. You know, you need to give them more credit.
Yeah. This I agreed with. I was like, this is a really cool way to look at it, actually.
It is.
The only problem here is that he was there for the secrets and lies that kept that marriage together. So
I appreciate the mom's approach. I heard what she was saying because he has such a horrible narrative of their marriage in his head. So I see what she was trying to do, but he might have that narrative for good reason. They were together 25 years. Were they happy those 25 years? Was his mama crying every single night and his dad was running the streets? Like, I think
with
the mom,
and then he couldn't tell the mom why.
Yeah. Oh, it's really sad. It's really sad when you think about it. Like, this is nuts. So I felt the mom's intention, but I was like, I don't want to start shifting this man's narrative. If the narrative wasn't that it was happy 25 years, it could have been real bad. And that's how he thinks of it, because that's his truth.
Right.
But yeah, she shares that she's also divorced, and you know, she's like, us parents, we have our stuff, we go through mm-hmm. our own stuff. Our stuff shouldn't be your stuff, you know, don't hang on to our stuff, that will cause you to self-sabotage, you know, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah,
I hear her. I definitely hear her.
So do I.
A lot easier said than done, though.
I think it's impossible. I think like generational trauma, and even worse, invisible generational trauma happens and breeds like this. When you say, I raised you, but the impact of my emotions should not impact your future. Like, I definitely see what she's saying, and she means it with such good intention of like, you're your own man, you can move on from this. Your dad doesn't have to be your only role model, you can move on, whatever. But that is just not true. And what it does is it allows you to ignore red flags that you have that you probably didn't even know you had. Because you got them from your mom and dad, and you're trying to be your own person. But you're not, because you were raised by these two people. Oh, Miss Jackie. And it's also maybe a little bit of guilt there too, of like, I can't be guilty for all, like, we got to carry all this with me too. Like,
Yeah, it's her intention is there, but yeah, I got a couple of questions for her. Seemed a little too buttoned up for what I think Clay's actually going through. The mom, or AD's saying to her mom, like, I can follow him. Like, AD's clearly, she wants a leader. She's looking for that type of relationship where the man is leading.
Yeah.
But we all see that she's kind of leading right now. She's
doing the leading since the pods.
Since the pods, yeah. So Clay leaves for the bathroom. Her and her mom kind of bond over how great he is and blah, 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 and talk about how his biggest roadblock is his parents' trauma and just taking on his parents' stuff. And this is where AD said to her mom, like, yeah, he needs to figure out, like, can you walk by faith and not by sight? And I don't know if she realizes in that moment, that's also a question for herself.
For her, yeah.
Because AD, he has yet to prove to you his trust. And for someone who keeps threatening to cheat, keeps saying these things, like, you are also walking by faith.
For somebody who didn't show up for date night last night, the fuck?
That too. The fuck is that? That's the grace. That's the grace she's giving him.
No, Natasha, stop.
He needed some grace for his work schedule, so she's giving him grace. So yeah, she's a nice little crying moment with her mom. Her mom's just telling her, like, he's worth the fight, like... And he comes back and, you know, he confirms he's here to fight for them too. So we'll see.
Yeah.
Yeah. I know.
These really get me, Natasha. They really get me.
I know. These conversations. Yeah. And them in particular, AD and Clay, I want the best for them. But
oh, yes.
It's tough. It's tough.
Yeah. Yeah.
So later we see them at home, AD and Clay. They're like talking wedding planning and stuff. And, you know, they talk about the idea of it being easy to get married, but hard to get divorced. And he shared that his mom cheated on his mom in year 7 of the marriage. So from 7 to the year 25, the mom just like stuck it out. And year 7 was the first cheating, but it seems like it was an ongoing thing throughout the whole marriage. Jesus. So his whole thing is he just never wants to be in a position to cheat.
So you're not going to go be outside?
In the position to cheat.
Or have that? The internet?
Right. Technically, there's women everywhere, online, offline. Yep. You could always be in a position to cheat.
You are forever
but
there.
You're forever there, but most men aren't walking around thinking of that. Like, oh my God, at any moment, I could just cheat. Like, but in his head, he really sees the temptation everywhere, it seems.
Yeah.
He also talked, I thought this was interesting, like breaking the fourth wall, talked about watching Love is Blind, the show, and seeing guys who were ready and feeling like he was not them. Like he did not measure up to those men. And
so now we know season 4 came out during this time. Ain't no way this was Bartiz.
No, he's talking about Brett. He has to be talking about Brett. Yep. Yeah.
And Marshall. Marshall was ready to marry that old crazy
Jackie. That's true. So, he just has a lot of doubt in himself. There's a lot of doubt.
Yeah.
that ego that I'm being bad crumbled all the way around.
Yeah. Oh my God. Even the self-sabotage of it. Because last time we talked about him cheating. We were talking about Diddy and Will Smith and how they are cheated on their wives. Now we're talking about Brett and Tiffany. Brett has never, I've never seen a man more built ready. He was like, build a bear husband, ready to go.
Truly. Yeah.
And now you can't measure up to him.
Yeah.
You know, but he's looking for leadership. This man needs therapy so fucking bad, so Natasha. Bad. Oh my God.
So yeah, he then brings up the date, the wedding date.
Yes.
Now I think like 10 days out or something like that, week out.
Yeah.
And he says, you know, why does the date have to dictate our relationship? D makes it very clear. She says, look, I'm okay with a yes or a no at the altar. What I'm not okay with is being a long-term fiance. I want to honor the timelines. I want to honor the experiment. You know, our commitment led us to this point. If it's a no, I don't know if I can continue to date afterwards. So for her, it's like a yes or bus. Like, you're either choosing me today. I want to honor this experiment, which I understand. She came into this experiment
ready.
To get married. Ready. Fully ready. And she expected to find her person, say yes at the altar, and they go off and have their what's her name, Lauren and Cameron life or whatever. So her now wrapping her head around a no and then continuing with him afterwards, like, it's not computing. That's not what she wanted for herself, and it's like, nah. Which I understand.
Do you also think that she wants a yes because of their exact talk that they had, which was you can easily get into a marriage and it's really hard to get out, and this man is literally talking about cheating on her every day? So she feels like a level of insecurity there. I would also want to ask her that question, like, is that why you stuck with the date? Because then he's really locked in for sure. You can't just take the ring off and leave,
I guess. But you're, it's a yes at the altar with this man who you still don't know is not sure. Like, you're still stepping into a lot of uncertainty.
Oh, yeah, but you're certain married. That's what you are.
But that is what's certain.
You're glued together by law.
And if he says no, she's a fiance with the uncertainty that they'll ever get married.
Yep.
Yeah, I got it. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Maybe.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I'm projecting a lot.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm trying to see her side. I think that could be it. So Clay's like, I'm just, you know, he's like, I'm very fearful. I'm a guy that needs to lean on my confidence and my ego, and I just don't feel confident I'll be able to be your husband. Like, you know, leadership in a relationship is not something I'm good at. That's why I'm asking for your assistance. Like, he was really like humbling himself in that moment. Like, you need to help us. If you're talking about walking away from my no, you got to figure out how we're going to get to a yes.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
That's what it was like saying. And she said, I'm not afraid and I'm okay with leading us.
Why are you not afraid?
I don't know.
Everything he says is terrifying.
I don't know why. How she's so confident.
How good is this dick? Is that good, you think? I don't know.
I don't know. Yeah. And then I think another thing, next moment right after this, what Clay said, he says, coming into this process, it was more of a test of, can I fall in love? Did you catch that?
I did.
See, that is unfair.
Very.
Because he came here with the destination for him. His final destination was to see if he could fall in love. The final destination of this show is a marriage.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah.
So you came in with the wrong intentions, actually.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, boy. Yeah. Oof, it's complicated.
Yeah, it's very complicated with these. Because at the end of the day, still, I want to root for them, which is nuts. I'm crazy, too.
I know. I want to root for... God. I don't think... It's so conflicting because I want to root for AD. I want her to get everything she wanted. Absolutely. She came into this process ready, did her therapy, figured out her daddy issues. She's here to find a man. Mm-hmm. She's ready. Deserves her wedding. You know, everything. But that's not... You didn't choose that man.
Yeah.
You happened to choose somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
Who is not ready, unfortunately. And he kind of hoodwinked you, okay? He came here in this process claiming he was married. He fully, like, you know, you got bamboozled. You ended up with the wrong guy.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So now it's like... We're asking her to be flexible,
which
I think she should be because he's not Brett. He's not ready, but I'm rooting for y'all to be able to figure this out. But same. I don't think you're going to get your wedding on Netflix. You know, I don't think that's going to. I don't think that's the final destination any longer.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man. Now, Amy and Johnny. So cute.
Yeah.
Amy, her dad. The dad is so nice.
So cute. Oh my God. He gave really good advice to Jimmy, too, or to Johnny, too, about kids, having kids. I really liked his advice. Johnny was like, I really want to take the kids skiing and snowboarding and ice hockey and horseback riding and all these like very expensive activities that seem very far away from North Carolina. And he was like, you could do all that, but like the only thing I really remember is Amy running to me with her book bag on after I picked her up and saying goodbye to her little friends. Like that's what you remember because that happens all the time. It's okay if you don't take them skiing. Like you'll be okay.
It'll be okay, Johnny.
Aww. Yeah. It was really nice.
Yeah, he was a great dad. He was, I mean, I feel like he was built up to be all big and scary. He really wasn't. He like melts in the face of Amy completely. And Johnny's great, got strong eye contact. He loves the shit out of Amy.
Yep.
He comes from like a great family. Her family's great. Like it'll be a great happy family and it's all good. So so yeah, he asked for the blessing flat out and the dad said yes. Now, okay, it's 12 days to the wedding. Time for the pool party.
Love it.
Love this episode. Yes. So we have Amy, Laura, AD, and Chelsea, all the ladies, they circle up, they're chatting. They heard about the tea with Jeremy, so they're like, Laura, what's good? What's going on with Jeremy? And she's just like, you know, fuck him, fuck Sarah Ann. He proposed to me, promised to protect my heart. And then when he left, I haven't heard a word from him. This man don't give a fuck.
No, he only cares about Jerome.
Yeah, only cares about himself. I don't know what he is doing here in this show. Ridiculous. So in the midst of her talking about him, he shows up.
In a Hawaiian shirt. Which is also on purpose.
To piss get her on off. Nerves.
Ooh, yep. That's scary. That attention to detail of what I hate just to make me mad versus merely speaking to me when you cheated on me with the Republican. Right. I can't.
So he's talking with the guys. He's like, yeah, I tried to send her flowers. I tried texting her. You know, she's trying to make me out to be the bad guy.
Yep.
You are the bad guy.
You are.
What do you mean? She's trying to make you out to be. What is that? And, you know, why would I fight for her? Why would I fight for something like that? You know, I don't want to be talked or treated like that. Taking no accountability for, like, anything that he did, basically. Trevor arrives, so that happens.
Yeah, sans mullet.
Without the mullet, And I don't know if you saw this quick little moment. After Trevor arrives, Jerome, like, runs to go greet him, and Jimmy is talking to Johnny. He's like, I want nothing to do with a conversation with Jeremy.
Oh, no.
Did you catch that?
I didn't.
He said it real quick to Johnny. He was like, I want nothing to do with being in a conversation with Johnny and with Jerome. And Johnny's like, yeah, me neither. It's a bad look.
The two little babies.
I know.
Faithful babies. And I know Jimmy is like, I can't even be anywhere near this man.
No, no. I ain't got it in me to do another thing with Chelsea. So keep that nigga away from me.
Oh, I thought that was funny though. Mm-hmm. So yeah, Trevor comes, Chelsea, you know, peeps him, obviously. Mm-hmm. Then Jess arrives, Jimmy hits her with the sad little church hug.
Yep.
So awkward. And yeah, Jimmy in his interview, he admits Jessica is very attractive. She's very good looking. You know, she left me in the pods. I had a lot of emotions. I'd be lying if I was saying it wasn't on my mind.
Yeah.
Which I understand. So Jimmy and Jess go and have a little chat.
Mm-hmm.
There's a little vibe, you know, they haven't seen each other since the pods. They're seeing each other. I thought there was a little something. I mean, he's talking still so good about Chelsea. He's on his best behavior as always. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't have any insecurity. She met my family. That was the easiest part, actually. But we do fight still.
Yeah.
And yeah, even there was like a little moment. She was like, well, giving him advice. She's like, well, don't look at this as advice from your ex. And he's like, are you my ex? And
there was that, like, was very sexy. Play. Yes. Mm-hmm. Jimothy.
I play there.
Yeah. Jimothy, yes. Yeah. I also didn't love that he brought up their fight, but I guess they're on TV. This is different.
Yeah.
This is different because I would never be sitting there telling my ex about like a fight that me and my current partner had. That is so dangerous. But they're on TV. This is different.
Mm. So yeah, they, little eye play, whatever. And then she brings up the letter. You read my letter and you were silent. Mm-hmm. You know, I cried so much when you told Chelsea you loved her. You know, maybe that was the best you could do at the time. You never flat out told me how you felt about me. Just kind of like sharing her whole heart. And then, he said some nice things. You're one of the smartest people I've ever met. You're witty, quick on your feet. You're going to be, a guy's going to be the luckiest man in the world to be with you.
Mm-hmm.
And then told her you were still my number one, which I don't really understand.
Need clarity still on that.
Yeah.
What's he talking about? What's the time frame? My number one know. Where? Chelsea's over when. There wearing that ring, insisting that you had a threesome with her and your other friend 2 days ago.
Right. Like, what? So yeah, that was weird. I'm not really sure what he's talking about there, but she was crying. She was like, I'm just so happy for you.
And
it was fine. He did say you terrify me, but you could tell he's like, he's fully on with Chelsea.
Mm-hmm.
But when you see someone that you had such strong feelings for in the pods, like he literally was like damn near in love with this chick, it's confusing. It's weird. It's, you're not saying all the right things probably, or so anyways, that happened. Trevor and Chelsea have a little chat.
Yeah
Trevor the fucking scammer.
Are you looking at this differently now?
Of course.
Same.
What a fucking weirdo, bro.
Yeah, he is weird, right?
What a weirdo. It's first a of
weird
all
dude.
Weird dude. He shaved this mullet. His face had some weird fucking rash on the forehead. He looked gross.
Oh, I didn't.
Did you
see
that
rash?
Red little like rash on his forehead? Disgusting. Then he's like just spitting out these fake ass lines. Everything is fake. Literally, everything is fake.
So orchestrated.
Everything. This guy fully has a girlfriend and is on the show.
Yes, he sounds like a salesman.
Ugh, God, ridiculous. You know, I bawled my eyes out. You know, this was a great learning experience. But I still don't understand your decision. Like, the fact that he's sitting here questioning Chelsea, making her like answer to him for how she, knowing full and well that he's not here with good intentions, is like,
What
the fuck are you doing?
Like, why are you making this girl try to turn against her fiance when you have a girlfriend at home? Ooh, what a weirdo! You and
such a weirdo.
And what's her name?
Who?
No,
oh, Sarah Ann.
No. Ooh. Who's Trevor's real girlfriend's name?
Oh, Natalie or something?
Natalina.
Yeah. Weirdos. So, Chelsea, I just didn't want, like, I was like, don't say anything, Chelsea. Don't talk to me. Like, just like saying too much. She was talking about her and Jimmy's fighting. She was getting emotional. Like, it was too much. So, Sarah Ann arrives.
Very chipper.
Yeah. Nerve of this chick to show her face here.
The way that they all said hi and were like, oh my God, hi. I was like, wow, we're in North Carolina. This is why we need a New York City version.
Yeah, because the way they would have iced that chick.
Woo! We would have been like, she invited? She invited? Yeah. We would have saw like producers running. Like how we did with Ultimatum when they were running after the old girl who slapped him in the face.
Oh, yeah.
This is the kind of drama I need. Not this, hi.
Hi. What's up? How are you? Cute little sad hug. So fake.
Oh, my God. So fake.
So Laura goes to talk with Jirame.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, he's sitting, she's standing. Loved it. Love the power play.
Yeah.
The two of them, they're always just like in some weird power play. It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
He's annoyed that she wouldn't let him send her flowers.
Flowers, yep. Mm-hmm. He's like, I just get rude responses.
Yeah.
Back from me.
She calls him out for being a con artist, because that's exactly what he is.
Yeah.
And he says to her, you know, I just want to have a good time with everyone today.
Like, yeah.
Can we just be cordial? The narcissism, bro.
I know.
Narcissism.
Like, I need to look like something, and my girlfriend just got here. Can you relax?
And she called it out. She was like, that is your concern?
Yeah.
Your engagement just ended.
Ended.
And mm-hmm. you're concerned about us being cordial and you having a good time at the pool party? Fuck you, bro. Like, yeah. I want her to go off on him.
Okay, so Natasha, I wanted the same thing. So as soon as she left and did not leave the party, I got a little disappointed.
Laura.
Mm-hmm. I got a little disappointed because I feel like she wanted a real big, fat, juicy breakup moment, and he wasn't giving her any energy back.
No.
He was just sitting there in that armchair, like relaxed, just thinking about what he's going to do with Sarah Ann later and mustard on his hot dog or Sarah Crow. Mm-hmm. Like, he just didn't care. And when those moments... When you want one of those moments and someone's not responding to you, you got to make that moment, girl. You better throw that drink in his face and push him in the pool.
I know.
Right?
Create something, Laura. Yes.
I wanted it so bad for her.
Same. Oh, my God. I did, too. Yeah, I was like, is there a strategy to her standing? Is she going to throw something on him? Like, I was so waiting for the moment.
Yeah.
We didn't get it.
Mm-mm.
While they're chatting, AD sat Miss Sarah Ann down for a conversation.
I was like, wow, she's using a lot of cheerleader skills. This is very sorority of her.
Sorority. It did feel, yeah. So Sarah Ann gave herself the ill setup.
Congratulations, you played yourself.
First of all, for showing up to this party. Second of all, sitting down here with AD to get exposed for being a disrespectful little floozy.
Yes.
Like, that's all that AD was trying to do, was to point, have her say these things out loud to make her look horrible on TV more than she already looks.
Yep.
So AD's like, I saw the DM. Like, you don't think it's outlandish to ask a man who is engaged if the door is still open?
Mm-hmm.
Like, did Jirame leave the door open?
Open.
Which I thought was cool. Like, she's setting up a moment for her to throw Jirame under the bus, right?
Yeah, right. Yeah.
And Sarah Ann says, yeah, I mean, the way he broke up with me, he just said it's about feelings. He didn't know how to like discuss it. And he said to her, apparently Jirame said to Sarah Ann, had you asked me in the pods, had she like fought for him in the pods or asked him like, are you sure? Which she didn't. If you remember when he broke up with her, she was like, all right, well, it is for the best, like very mature.
Yep.
He told me, had I asked him, that things might have been different. She claims they had a conversation, the one that went till 5 a.m. That got her a lot of closure. He didn't come in the house, like blah blah blah. And she told him, you need to figure it out with Laura. And he said to her, I'm going to. And she claims he told her he was going to break everything off with Laura. AD has her confirm. So just to confirm, he was engaged, right? He was engaged, still engaged with Laura, full body with Laura when you sent the message. And she said yes. And that's when AD called her out. I think it's crazy, Sarah. You didn't even give them a fighting chance. They were engaged.
Yep.
Like, what are you doing? I loved it. I loved it. If Laura wasn't going to do it, I needed somebody to like hold this girl accountable.
No. And I mean, I can't. She just fell for every trap Jarame set up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Which AD also exposed. Like, oh, he told you this and that. Like, he's a raging narcissist, obviously. If he told you that him breaking up with you was your mistake,
your fault
for not fighting for you, that's crazy.
It was your fault, girl, that you're not with me right now. That's what he said. And she fell right into it.
Yeah, that gave her clarity.
It's just crazy. And like, I, Sarah Ann, I hear you. I get it. You have feelings for him. Yeah. Blah, blah, blah. Sure. Like, it's tough. He goes off and get engaged. You have to just like go home and like never talk to him again or whatever. There is always a pool party.
Always.
There's always a moment.
Yep.
You can come to that and see what's going on with him and her. And maybe they're on rough times and then you would slide in there. But I agree with AD. You didn't give them a fighting chance. He sucks anyways. He was going to stray no matter what.
Yeah. To wherever.
Either way. Yeah. But for you to kind of play into it as well, like you to try to garner empathy or sympathy or like you have my feelings are valid too. No, they ain't, bitch. I was engaged to that man. I don't care. That's disrespectful. Period. Period. Period.
Yep.
Jarame and Sarah Ann go to talk.
Oh, God.
These two. They look like Tweedledee and Tweedledum.
They really do. Yeah.
So she's going off about AD. The message wasn't even that bad. Like, they're trying to make me out to be a floozy. I had real feelings. She's, like, crying now. All emotional. Like, my feelings are valid. Blah, 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 blah.
She's another one. She could definitely fake cry at the drop of a hat. You know it. Ooh, I know she tortures people at work. Ooh. God, I know she is terrible at a group project with this girl.
Oh, God, terrible. So, yeah, she's not sorry for anything. Jeremy says he doesn't regret talking to her. He then says to her, I made the wrong decision in the pods.
Yeah.
Which is really rich of him to say now because he told us that he didn't choose Sarah Ann because she was shallow and they didn't have any deep conversations. So now you're saying you should have chose the shallow one as your wife is what you're saying.
I mean, yeah, that, I think that's actually true. But, but at least he gets it now, I guess.
Well, at least he gets it now. God. And then the two of them are like, let's go jet skiing.
Yeah.
Oh my God. So gross. Ooh. How do people act like this? How grown people act like this?
I just don't. The consequences must be very, very low. Very, very low.
Yeah. And they just don't care about the feelings of others.
Right.
Like at the end of the day, he was engaged, right? He got down on one knee. He proposed to this girl, Laura. Like Laura's a whole other human in this interaction, Sarah Ann, that you were like paying no mind. She's pretty much acting like Laura doesn't exist. She's just like moving exactly how she would, regardless of whether he was engaged or not. You show up to this fucking barbecue, you know this shit's gonna be awkward. Y'all then ride off jet skis, laughing, carrying on. Like people act like this. Like this is so. Who raised you? Like.
That's the thing. Just don't care. I really felt for Jarame's mom because I could tell she's tried her best for 28 years, 34 years, however old this man is. And she's like so tired of this that she can't even try anymore. She can't even tell him. Like, this is going to be bad. You're going to regret this. No one's going to like you. Like, he's just going to join another. He's gonna join Perfect Match. He's gonna, you know.
God, so crazy. So yeah, Laura, she's just like very emotional in her interview.
I hate this too.
I wanted her to like beat Sarah up and like
I wanted her to like dart the jet ski and like make them drown or something.
Yeah, I want her to exact revenge in like an ultimate way, and she just didn't.
She was just sad. I was like, damn.
Yeah. Now after the pool party. All the couples are like getting ready for their weddings, right? Chelsea and Jimmy are making an ice sculpture. Eddie and Clay are designing sneakers. Amy and Johnny are, you know, they're so cute. Amy could literally say anything, request anything for this wedding. He was like, Sounds great, babe. Sounds great. Yeah.
That is a great idea. Amy? Mm-hmm. Sure.
Oh my God. They also have a cute little conversation. They sit and discuss their birth control options.
Yes. Yes.
And Johnny shared his research on vasectomies.
Yep. Yep. Not birth control. Turns out.
Not birth control. Yeah. Not as easily reversible as no. we all once thought. And yeah, they basically rule it out, and Amy's considering birth control. And it was so cute. They're just like little sweetums just sitting there just having an open, mature conversation about their love and their, you know, sexual life, whatever.
Yeah, and a little compromise here. He did a little research. Compromise. He's like, I would like both my balls. So if you could do something about this.
Something. Oh, God. Then we get the wedding dress shopping day, the tux shopping day. So I'll do the wedding dresses first.
Okay.
So Sleeves arrives. She is so cringe. I just want to disappear. She's so corny to me. This woman is so corny.
I hate, and she's so phony with it too.
Phony, yes.
She's like, so don't apologize for crying, especially about your little girl. I want to, like, you don't know that lady. Why are you talking to her like that? Also, she's very clearly bilingual, okay? So we got Amy over here trying to translate Sleeves' corniness to her mom.
She's just her chemistry. She has no chemistry. It's just, it just feels very fake. Hey, ladies. She comes in. She's like going in for hugs. Hi.
Yeah.
It's like, oh. Just cringing the whole time. Like, oh, God, it's cornball of a woman. Like, what? I'm not a woman to be corny. Like, the fuck?
No.
So you weird.
How much you have to, like, not try in order to be a corny woman?
A cornball of a woman? The fuck?
Well, you gotta be married to 89 degrees, girl.
89
you
degrees.
Oh, TikTok of him singing.
Oh, God, yes, it did. Gross. Oh, God. So yeah, Amy, she has her mom and her best friend. Her mom's, you know, bursting into tears, as you said, bilingual, just like trying to find the words to like express. She's trying her best to express how the hell she feels. Amy, she's just over the moon, feels great, just so genuinely happy. Like, you can see she's just like, I've met my person, like, completely. Her dress, she was trying to go for Cinderella. I feel like everybody was lying to her.
Everybody
was lying to her. Not to say that this dress wasn't pretty. It was not giving Cinderella, though. It wasn't hitting the mark that she thought she was hitting. And everybody was like, oh my God, you look like a princess. No, Amy, this is cute, but let's try another one. Let's get another one a little bigger. Like, nobody said that. And then she was like, I think this is the dress. I'm like, what? Nobody gave her the real feedback. This is not giving princess.
I don't know why this is Chelsea's dress with a slit in it.
Chelsea's dress with a slit? Oh, they did have similar dresses, I guess.
It was very similar at the top. It was just off the shoulder. The headpiece definitely gave princess, that pearl and diamonds. That was really pretty nice.
Mm-hmm.
But everything else gave regular. It was very it gave regular. Regular on her. You know, like the right dress looks like a custom made, like AD and Chelsea, both of them. Like beautiful.
Beautiful.
One didn't do it for me either.
It didn't do it. I was so mad. I feel like nobody was speaking up. Just trying a few more. She just like decided that was the dress. I was like, oh, all right. AD. Now AD, she's going the sexy route. Okay.
I love it. Always.
Of course. I mean, this body, bitch, you better show that shit off.
She looked hard for that shit.
Hell yeah. She looked incredible. She was like, but like looking at her, just feeling herself. I love this moment for her.
same.
Feeling herself. She's like, you know what? This looks good, but let me try on a couple more. I'm gonna be relishing my moment. Like,
yeah. She was crying every time they put the veil on her. Crying and crying. It's happening for me. It's happening for me. The mom is crying. Everybody's crying and sobbing and going crazy.
Yeah. Whew. And I loved her dress. The second dress.
Loved
was
it.
Crazy. Leg out.
Oh my God.
The leg. Almost coochie out.
I live.
You're right. That dress was fire. She looked fire in it.
Mm-hmm.
And it just, I mean, she could literally put on anything.
Yeah.
Just like fuck it up. So, and then Chelsea had her sister, her friend of 25 years.
Yes. So happy to see a family member of Chelsea's. Really mm-hmm. happy to see
That's true. We haven't met anybody.
Mm-hmm.
They remind us her last dress when she got married at 18 was from eBay.
Mm-hmm.
So she's getting her full moment this time, this go round on Netflix's dime. So, crazy girl.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, I thought the dress was gorgeous on her.
Mm-hmm.
I thought, you know, she FaceTimed her mom. Her mom's all excited.
Love it. Love to see this too. Yeah.
I
loved to see Chelsea, the girl, like both bodies, all bodies got a chance to shine today.
Yeah.
I loved it.
Mm-hmm. And look beautiful, genuinely beautiful in their dresses. Yeah. Now the grooms with 89 degrees. So Johnny is, he's talking about, he has a new best friend.
Yep.
I loved how happy his friends were too. When his friends was like,
I know.
He was so
Hyped. One of the other friends was like, damn, I'm replaced.
Yeah.
That's it. Like, shit, I get it. We're getting with this Amy chick. It's gonna be the three of us going to golf.
Yep. He's got a new bestie. So that was Johnny. And then Clay. Okay, so Clay now. Clay brought two friends. And you could tell. You could tell just the way he was talking around
about
his
it.
Friends.
Yeah.
He's changed a lot. He's going through a lot of emotional shit over here.
Yeah.
That they're not used to over there.
Yes. Right.
He was trying to toggle between these two worlds.
Mm-hmm.
And he was looking real awkward to me. Mm. So when he introduced his friends to 89 degrees, he said something about, it's time to hang up my Hall of Fame jersey, you know. And I'm like, and was like, I get all kind of girls. I've been getting girls since day one with this guy. Like, playing into that masculine bravado. Shit or whatever. But for me, because the only Clay I know is Clay in the pods, boohoo, crying about his trauma, whatever. This, I got to hang on my Hall of Fame jersey. I was like, nigga, you look awkward as fuck. Stop. What?
Oh,
and then, his friends were like, you're going from puppy love to honeymoon to forever. And it's just friends. They don't talk about shit. You can just tell. They don't talk about fuck all.
And it's not giving us as viewers like an indication like how Johnny was like, I'm very certain. Good to go. What's the next thing? We're good.
Yeah.
And Clay didn't give that same reassurance because his friends don't know him like that, really.
And he hasn't shown that side of him to them. They just don't go there with each other,
right? It was giving Lawrence and what's his face, Chad,
just chatting over some beers at the strip club, like it'd be so sad for these men, man. They can't even talk about real shit.
Clay hasn't talked about this with anybody, family or not, or anything.
True.
So he feels very guarded. Everybody's very buttoned up.
For sure. And then Jimmy had three friends that flew in from Charleston.
Wow.
And Jimmy, the way he was talking about the process, he was like, Nick, I just really trust the process. You know, the process worked for me. I just trusted the process. It was sounding real cult. Like, he just bought into the Love is Blind process and he's been converted. He said process like six times. I really bought into the process. I was like, what the fuck are you? It was weird.
Know. I think that's the only words he could find, because otherwise,
I think,
to have to explain to his friends what happened to him and be like, I'm going to marry her in 3 days. You going to be there?
Oh, God. Now, after shopping, all the couples have like their final dates, I guess.
Ooh, I wanted to talk really quickly about this wedding dress shopping and the crying and everything.
Oh, yes.
Going on here.
Yes.
I had a thought about it because I have a lot of thoughts about wedding dress shopping and how like blown up it is. It's like really like this big deal. We have say yes to the dress. Like, it's not one person's fault. We have TLC and us, we have tumbled this machine together, right? Like, whatever. And I feel like there's part of me that wants to really go against it and be like, it's not that big of a deal. Like, just get your dress and feel good in your dress and feel good about yourself. Like, it's not that, it shouldn't be so surrounded by being chosen. Like, there's so much like, it's finally happening to me. Mm-hmm. It's finally me type of thing. Mm-hmm. And then the men have no indication of that happening. They're like, well, you know, my light was on and here she is. And I thought a little bit deeper about it, how being a single woman and, you know, we live in the tri-state area, but being a single woman over a certain age, right, even in today's day and age, is like unsafe and very expensive and scary still. While it's possible and while you can have a beautiful, amazing life as a single woman long term, it is still something, it's still like easier, unfortunately, to be with a partner, and how that's really the underbelly too of why their moms were so happy. They're like, oh my God, she has somebody. She got a teammate to go through this life with. Right? I thought very deeply, very, very deeply about that. I was like, oh, I was in my bag, girl. I was like, oh my God, that's really why they're, because her, Amy's mom was like, I've been praying this for you for so long and you were so independent. And I was like, what's wrong with her being independent? And I was like, oh, it's because it's scary to be a single woman and it's expensive as fuck to be out here by yourself.
Yeah. I mean, that to me is like the ultimate benefit of like finding your life partner. It literally is that. It's finding a partner to do this thing called life with, to make this shit that's already hard as fuck maybe that much more easy, that much more fun, maybe. Someone to share the burdens, the expenses, the, you know, blah, blah, blah with. And so, yeah, I think for parents, it's very emotional, for mothers and for fathers, just like, like you found somebody who, you know, is going to protect you. And because I'm not always going to be, you know, parents always think that I'm not always going to be here. Like anything could happen to me, like knowing that they are leaving you in the hands of somebody to not even just so much take care of you, but you have just like a partner, someone to lean on because life is tough. So yeah, I could definitely see that being the triggering aspect for the mothers who are like, oh my God, I've been praying for this. I've been wanting her to find somebody, you know, particularly if they are, it depends. Like I see if the mother is married and is, you know, in a happy relationship and wants that same love and beauty for her daughter. Or if the mother was single and was like, I've been through my shit single and I wish I had somebody and I want to see that for I want something different for my daughter. I could definitely see that. And I think also like wedding dress shopping, like men with tuxes and like they got theirs online. They found some like,
that's the other thing about tuxes too. They're like one and the same. I mean,
one and the same. Like guys, you would definitely do a whole almost like a wedding dress day, but with guys. Like there's definitely guys who do that. Nate, they found some service online. They just like sent in the measurements and got their. Everybody just like did their own thing, and somehow it came together by the fucking skin of their damn teeth. By the girl,
I remember I was there that day with the color swatches. I remember that day. That was. Very upsetting.
I just stayed out of it. Once I found out that I think Yanni's pants were too big or some shit, I was like, I don't even want to know. Y'all just figure it out. I'm good. I have so many other things to worry about. I can't worry about his pants. Like, and they figured it out. But I feel like with women and just like the institution of weddings, like the wedding institution, right?
Right. Yeah.
It's the wedding dress, your wedding dress, the wedding dress is like the most infamous piece of clothing you will ever wear in your whole life.
It's supposed to gag everyone. It's supposed to the century.
Exactly. So it's such a huge like moment, and so we make a whole spectacle of it, going shopping with the mom and bringing your friends, and when you go to the shower or to the salon, they give you champagne, and when you find your dress, they make a whole thing, and like it's just the whole industry, but it is just
how our society, I don't know if this is, email if you're non-American and if this is like just an American thing we're talking about, because weddings in America are on some next level shit that they're not in like Europe, you know what I mean?
But I would love to hear from someone who has had an Indian wedding.
Oh yeah, yes.
That's a whole other thing. All other thing too.
Mm-hmm. Indian, Nigerian. That's another big
Nigerian weddings. Yes. Put down below. Email us all of that if the dress making, dress shopping experience is akin to or even more so. Because I see what you're saying. Even now, I'm thinking like, damn, you only wear this dress once. People wear tuxes all the time.
So. Nate has fully worn his wedding tux. Yeah. I think at least two other times. Yeah. Another wedding and somewhere else, like a gala or something we went to.
Mm-hmm.
I've worn my dress once. That shit's dusting in the closet.
Yeah. You know? Yeah. Yeah.
So, yeah. But it's just the whole... it is really interesting watching these scenes on Love is Blind or any show where there's like the girls and the guys going to get their... How it's just like so different between us. Okay, so then the couples have their final dates before the weddings, I presume. So AD and Clay, you know, he picks her up, he has some roses, they go to a rooftop dinner, like, you know, getting, you know, all spoiled and dressed up. And yeah, they're talking about kids, they're just having a great time.
Yeah, it's really cute how he's excited to be a dad. That's really nice.
I'm gonna need him to, you know, one step at a time though. AD and Clay. Clay and AD, both of y'all, one step at a time. Then we have Amy and Johnny. They go camping.
They're just outside, they're just in the backyard of these townhouses.
I know. And she's talking about, you know, at 20, she always thought something wild would happen at 27. She's 27 now.
What I tell you about them crystals,
the crystals, I know
she knew. She done. Call Johnny in.
Conjured.
The moon.
Conjured this. You know what I appreciated in this moment, though? I really appreciated Amy's style. I love the signature eye that she has.
She always has a winged liner. Every single time. The pool, the lake, the beach, the camping. Doesn't matter.
No matter what. Mm-hmm. That's her signature. I love it. Her eyebrow. She's a strong eyebrow, too.
Yeah.
She's cute.
Yeah.
Now, Chelsea and Jimmy.
Oh.
So, they're doing well today.
Yeah.
Today's a good day.
Their goods are great. Their goods are really great.
Mm-hmm. It is. They have a lot of fun together, you can tell. So, they go to amusement park, and, you know, they're talking about they're at the highest point of their relationship. They survived the pool party. That was something for them to survive.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah, Jessica and them titties walking in there. Yeah. And Trevor walking in like a Lego. Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly. So yeah, they're riding roller coasters and, you know, having a great time. And they sit for dinner, drinks, whatever. And she says she's been asking herself if she could trust him, but, you know, every step of the way she's been asking, can I trust him? Can I trust him? Like, you know, testing him, seeing if she could trust him. Yeah. She did say something that was
so
like,
toxic.
You know, we test each other. Isn't that the point of the process? I'm like,
what? What description?
Like, girl, I don't know where she thinks she is. I don't know where Chelsea, what she signed up for.
Chelsea and Clay, the two of them.
Yeah.
He came to fall in love. That's not the point of this. Girl, you talk about testing somebody every step of the way. What producer told you that was true so they could get this good of an episode?
This good. Who gave her, what instructions does she give? Or she get? Because this is not it. So yeah, she's like, I've been, you know, asking myself, I could trust you, but today feels really, really good. And Jimmy says, look, I have no doubt in my mind that you're my person. Where are you on giving an answer?
On getting married. Yeah.
On getting married. And it's just awkward. She's getting emotional. She's just sitting there. And then we cut to black.
Yep.
That was the episode. Oh, the way that Jimmy is walking into this wedding and he does not know what this lady's going to say.
Oh my God. Yeah, cause she might say no because he texted somebody.
Right.
Or because she made something up.
Because she made something up.
That is wild. He has given you no signs that he is going to say anything other than yes, and he is here for you. Mm-hmm. And he is walking in still unsure what she's going to say. The torture he is putting himself through, because I wouldn't do it. This is too much. This is way too much.
Yeah, there's too many red flags for me with Chelsea.
Way too many. Yeah. Oh, friend. What did we learn?
Oh my god. I mean, so much. We talked about a lot today. Mm-hmm. I think we learned that it is a really nice on the surface idea and probably a really helpful strategy and tool when triggered to remind yourself you are your own person and you are not just a product of your parents' mistakes. You are also a product of your parents' love and care. Mm-hmm. I hope that everyone goes to therapy and we learn even more tactics, because those seem very dangerous. That seems dangerous to me. Yeah. Yeah.
Just a little. Mm-hmm. Yeah. A lot of therapy is needed for a lot of people on this show. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. What about you? What about you, friend?
Yeah. I think, so my question was around, does it ever make sense to say no at the altar and continue
the
relationship? And I mentioned Jeanine and Damien were the only couple to my knowledge. And I remember not liking Damien. I remember hating Damien. Mm-hmm. But also being like 1,000% on his side when he said no to Jeanine.
Yep.
They were pure chaos. Oh my God, they probably needed to break up. They dated afterwards, but they probably should have just broken up
then in there
for good. Yeah. So as for the question, does it make sense to say no and continue the relationship? I think with AD and Clay, I think they're a great example of a couple where they could be okay if they said no, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I don't think Clay is in, I think it's very obvious, he's not in any position to be in a relationship, better yet to be anybody's husband.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
He's got some deep-seated childhood trauma to resolve. And until he resolves that, he's going to always drag it into a relationship. And it's always going to have a grave impact on the relationship, particularly since that trauma has to do with infidelity.
Mm-hmm.
Not
mm-hmm.
a lot of women, better yet people, deal with that very well, you know?
Do you think also that because he doesn't have a great definition of a successful marriage on either side, right? He doesn't have her parents to look to, and he doesn't have his parents to look to. He keeps talking about this like leadership thing. He keeps talking about, I need a leader, whatever. Do you think that he also needs to like define what being a husband is, besides defining being what a husband is not?
Yep, there it is.
You see, girl, I'm in my bag watching these episodes. You see what I mean?
Dr. K is on the line.
Oh, God.
But yeah, that's it. He definitely has a very like scarce deficit mindset when he thinks about marriage. He thinks of all the horrible things that are going to go wrong, all the ways in which he's going to fuck it up, like, and all the ways he doesn't have an example to look to. Yeah, I think he's got to get in a mindset. And I think a therapist can very much help guide him into that mindset of pointing out positive examples in his life. And let's talk about what you love about those relationships and those couples. And what do you think a husband is? And how do you want to show up? And him to, define those things for himself. 100%. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, I could see them. Yeah, my prediction, I could see them very well deciding to not get married, but commit to being with each other.
Yeah.
And saying no, committing to going to individual therapy, couples therapy.
Mm-hmm.
And I could see AD and Clay being that successful couple that says no and then goes on their happy way. And then they're married in like 2 years.
Yeah. Yes. Like by reunion, they have a date for 2025 or whatever. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right. By reunion, they're back together or they have a date set. They've been together the whole time, but they have a date now. I think I feel for AD because as we said before, she came in with her expectation. She's ready. She wants this. It's just unfortunate for her and this plan that she landed with somebody who's not very ready. And I think this like demand for him to be ready in 5 days or however long, seeing and knowing good and well that he is unready is doing a disservice to herself.
Yeah, agreed. Yeah.
And I feel for her. I feel for a lot of women out there who are walking into relationships, yes, buttoned up, ready to go, and then they discover that the man isn't ready.
Mm-hmm.
That's the worst. It happens all the time.
Oh my God. Oh my God. Yeah, it happens a lot.
It happens a lot. Yeah, and we talked about this already. Like, we've been in therapy, we've been doing the work, and men have not exactly caught up with us.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're going into relationships with those same guys and then getting bamboozled into what the fuck he's actually bringing to the table emotionally, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So I understand her desire. I feel for her.
Mm-hmm.
And I want her to go after exactly what she wants, but it's not. I don't think it's right now today with Clay.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah, I agree.
So we'll see how this wraps up.
Yeah.
We shall see. But yeah, anything else, friend?
No, I don't think there were any previews. They were just like, next week's the wedding. Y'all better buckle up.
God.
Jeez. I was like, damn, no previews?
Nope. They say, you know what time it is.
Yeah. Popcorn. You'll be here Wednesday.
Right. We'll see you. Yep. Man. And yeah, we'll be here, y'all.
Sure will.
Please rate, review, subscribe.
Mm-hmm.
Join the Rose Garden on Patreon for more. Find us on Instagram, TikTok. We'll be back on Tuesday with another expert to dive through these episodes 10 and 11. And then we'll gear up for this finale.
Sure will. Bye, guys.
All right, guys. Bye.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.